Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing short for the September 29th of 2023. Last weekend, the Washington Post ABC poll showed that Donald Trump was leading President Joe Biden by 10 points. Now, of course, anyone who believes this poll is fooling themselves. It's clearly an outlier from all the other polls, and even the Washington Post itself said its own poll is a clear outlier. However, that does not mean that Democrats should quickly dismiss the poll and put their heads in the sand, believing all is well for 2024. I say that because in many other polls, Trump and Biden are running neck and neck. Some polls show Biden with an edge over Trump, and others showing the opposite. And even though the Washington Post poll is at odds with the other polls, Democrats should look at some of the numbers inside that poll. Despite being found liable for sexual assault in a civil suit, despite his foundation being labeled as fraudulent, despite being responsible for thousands of deaths during COVID, despite trying to engineer a coup after losing to Biden in 2020, and despite facing 91 indictments for stealing classified materials, trying to steal the election, and being part of a conspiracy to steal the election, Donald Trump is still wiping out the entire Republican presidential field. It's not even close. MAGA Republicans own the party, and as a cult, they are not going away, nor are they not going to vote for the guy who they view to be their leader. That's why you saw so many of those Republican candidates still admit that they would vote for Trump if he wins the nomination. You see, they are afraid of him, and they're definitely afraid of his followers. In that poll, though, 3 of 4 Americans say the economy is worse, and 3 in 4 have a negative feeling about the economy. Of course, you'd say that's ridiculous, considering our low unemployment numbers, and that inflation is going down from its high of just 2 years ago. But thanks to corporate greed, some prices for goods and services remain high, not to mention gas prices remaining pretty expensive as well. Now, I have lamented on how much the National Democratic Party can be a failure at messaging, and far too many times I find Democrats playing defense rather than offense, which is amazing considering how flipping crazy the Republican Party is nowadays. And I don't think President Biden and his staff have done the greatest job when it comes to messaging and forcefully using the bully pulpit to tout the administration's successes, like passing the Inflation Reduction Act, which many Republicans celebrate when money from that bill is used in their districts, even though they voted against it. And I think that's where I and some progressives get a little nervous when it comes to Joe Biden's re-election bid. Yes, Donald Trump isn't just a criminal. He's also losing his cognitive abilities right before our very eyes, claiming that he beat Obama in 2016 and that Jeb Bush got us into the Iraq War when it was really George W. Bush. But we have to admit that Joe Biden isn't the Joe Biden when Jason Sudeikis played him on Saturday Night Live during the Obama years. I wished back in 2020 that Biden had promised to defeat Trump, restore sanity, repair the economy, save us from Christian nationalist fascism, and then, after all that, he would step down after one term. I say that because Democrats have such a deep bench of strong future leaders ready to run for the presidency, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Hey, look, he's a Democrat who won in Kentucky, all right? And our governor right here in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who's been building quite an impressive progressive resume of her own, and who also has a staff that understands the importance of reaching young voters through a vibrant social media campaign. You see, in order to defeat Trump next year, Joe Biden has to win by about 4 percentage points to guarantee that Trump doesn't win via the Electoral College once again. And you know, maybe Biden can really win by that margin when all is said and done. And again, he's got a pretty good record, including this week when he stood with striking UAW members. But if his numbers are not improving by the beginning of next year, I hope that Biden, his family, and close friends will ask him to step aside so the torch can be passed again to a new generation of Democratic leadership. It may be the only way we defeat fascism, and it may be the only way we keep our democratic institutions. I'd love to read your thoughts on this issue. Please send me an email at leftoflansing@gmail.com. Plus, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and the Instagram.